going to begin our worship this morning by taking a posture of humility before the Lord. So to set our focus, I'm going to read a quote about humility by Billy Graham. Jesus said that there is a kind of spiritual poverty, one we should seek. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," Matthew 5:3. What did he mean? Simply this, that we must be humble in our spirits. In other words, when we come to God, we must realize our own sin and our spiritual emptiness and poverty. We must not be self-satisfied or proud in our hearts, thinking we don't really need God. If we are, God cannot bless us, because the Bible says that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble, James 4:6. So I invite you to rise and join us in worship and just take that posture before the Lord, acknowledging our need for him, acknowledging our dependence upon him, and I fully trust that he will meet us in that space.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. We bow our hearts. Cast down our idols. So give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let generation that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob.
We bow our hearts.
We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, God of Jacob. So give us us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another and give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks, your face, oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks, your face, oh God of Jacob. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
Lord Jesus, we take this moment to confess our desperate need for you. We need you to wake up every morning. We need you for every breath. We need you to make us clean. So we ask, Lord, that you would sanctify us this morning, set us apart, make us more like you. And at the same time, Jesus, we thank you that you have cleansed us by your blood, that we can draw near to you because of the cleansing work you have done. All you require from us is a sincere heart, and you do the cleansing. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of can wash away. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Jesus, oh, precious is.
Can save, and you alone are worthy of our praises.
Up your praises to the Lord, because He alone is worthy.
So much more than we can ever possibly give. Please accept our humble praises.
I'm just going to play through that chorus a couple more times, and we'll leave space in any of those spaces. And just audibly lift up your praises to the Lord. We worship Him as one body.